Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey, friends. I'm excited to come hang out with you. Thank you for coming on over and listening. I love just being in your earbuds and being able to talk to you and hopefully bring you some helpful wisdom and great tips to help you save time in your week. Today, we're going to be talking about if you feel frantic trying to get everyone out the door and to school on time. Three quick tips for kind of a stress-free morning. Now, we talked about this a little bit in figuring out kind of a morning routine and what works for you. So some of those things might be reiterated. But if you are just having just frustration and feeling frazzled at the beginning of the day, I just want to encourage you that it doesn't need to be that way, that you don't need to wake up late, grab kids, yell at Tommy for the 100th time to get out of bed and get downstairs, finally get everybody downstairs, get them something to eat quickly, know that you got to run out the door. Everybody jumps in the car, they forget their lunch, or somebody forgets a shoe, or maybe a sweatshirt, or a water bottle, all the things, right? Now our kids have computers and phones, they've got to remember those. So it can just feel super frantic because you're trying to get everything done in a small, condensed amount of time. And you're also trying to get your wheels rolling in the morning, right? You're waking up, you're getting things together. Things are running through your head as far as what you're going to be doing that day, what kind of things are on your mental to-do list, on your plate that you need to get finished, what time and where you need to be during the day, all the things, right? So it can be very frantic very quickly. So today we just want to talk through three quick tips of how to have that stress-free morning, how to have that space and that time where you can take a deep breath and not feel overwhelmed as you jump out the gate on that morning, right? So I just encourage you, if you do need help after this, listening to this episode, and you're kind of like, okay, that sounds great, but putting it into practice is tricky, or I've already tried to do those things and that just is not working. If you need help kind of rearranging your schedule or figuring out how to make that morning less stressful and frantic and chaotic, I really don't want you to stay in that space because that's not a fun space to be in every morning. And to repeat that, and can just lead to more stress and overwhelm. So if you are stuck there, grab a coaching call with me, just a 15-minute, totally free coaching call. Contact me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at Byrd Michelle, B-Y-R-D-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. And we can help you get your schedule straightened out and the way you would like it without all this mess, without all this hassle. I know a lot of my clients want to do certain things in their schedule, but they just aren't able to. And they just have either a mental block around it, or they haven't figured out with time management tools what will work best for them. And so I love being able to just help people look at their schedule as a whole and kind of figure out what kind of things could you change and do differently that would be most beneficial to you. So if that's something you need, reach out, contact me, and I would love to help you. So today, as I said, we're going to be talking about how to get kids out the front door and to school on time without being super stressed or super frazzled. And this seems to happen every morning. So three quick tips. Number one is to plan. So we talked about this in kind of another episode of doing kind of a morning routine, but you want to get things together the night before, as many things as you can get together so you don't have to think about them in the morning. So getting everything together, backpacks, lunches, clothes you're going to wear, things you got to bring to school, water bottles, all the things, right? But there still are extra things that you will need to pack that next morning. Like, for example, as I said, our kids have computers and they have phones and they have their lunch that's in the refrigerator, all the things, right? And usually they have a water bottle that they have up in their room the night before that they have to remember. So give yourself a little bit of extra time to remember all these little things and put them with your backpack. As I said, the more that you can do the night before, the more planning you can do ahead of time, the more your morning will feel more relaxed because you will feel like, okay, I got these things together. We have everything we need instead of frantically running out the door and feeling like you forgot something. Our kids all have different personalities, like probably your kids do too. And they all love to get up at different times and they have a different length of runway to get to school. So our youngest one loves to get up at like 6:45. He does not actually leave for school until about 8, but he loves to get up early. He likes to make his bed and get dressed right away and be downstairs in 5 minutes. He's downstairs by 6:50. And then he spends an hour or an hour and a half hanging out, reading his book, packing up his stuff, eating breakfast, taking his time. And then if he has some more time that he wants to kill, he'll go outside and play basketball until it's time to go. That is his routine. He loves his little routine. He likes getting up at that time. That works for him. Our middle guy will get up probably around the same time or a little bit earlier, depending on when he needs to be downstairs, but he will sit and read his book in his bed as long as humanly possible until then he's like, okay, I got to get ready. He'll climb out of bed, begrudgingly get dressed, begrudgingly make his bed, which neither one of these things he likes to do, but he will do them, makes his way downstairs and is downstairs at least 45 minutes to maybe an hour before he actually needs to leave. He will sit and eat breakfast and read a book and just hang out, pack his backpack, all the things. So he needs kind of a minimal amount of time and kind of does his own thing. Sometimes he'll go play basketball in the front yard if he's waiting for a carpool, but usually he just kind of reads his book and then eventually wanders outside. And our daughter, who is definitely in the teen, tween years, loves to sleep in as late as humanly possible, jump out of bed, make her bed, get dressed, get herself ready, head downstairs, grab breakfast, check her phone and check her computer and do her things. And then she heads out. But she definitely has the shortest runway. She loves to sleep in as late as possible. So it's all about the stages and the personalities of your kids. I'm often wondering if our two boys will, as they become more into the teenage years, if they will sleep later and longer and it'll be harder to get them out of bed, or if just by personality wise, they like getting up and reading and doing their thing. Every kid has a different kind of runway, so you want to make sure that you plan adequate time for that. If they want to get up at 6:45 but don't leave until 8, let them get up at 6:45. If, you know, they definitely need to get up by, you know, 7:10 to be able to leave, make sure that they have just that adequate time. Figure out the runway for each kid and then plan accordingly. All right. So number one is plan. Number two is
go. So get the kids ready and get them outside. That's the key. We typically have no screens in the morning. They can check their computer if they need to check for homework. They can check their phone if they need to check for messages, but we're not like playing video games. We're not on our screens. It's a quick, like 5 minute, okay, check this and then put it away. But the main thing is our kids get outside with all their stuff 5, 10 minutes before our carpool gets out there. So they can play basketball, they can play in the front yard, but we kick them to the curb and outside before they're actually supposed to get in the car. And that is super helpful because sometimes they forget something and have to run back in and get it. But just having that extra margin, that extra like 5, 10 minutes of sitting outside with them sometimes and drinking coffee and being like, okay, your carpool's coming. I hope you have a great day. It really sets the pace for the day rather than frantically jumping into the car and being crazy. Now, when they were small and little, I used to feed them breakfast. And as they were sitting at the table eating, I would pack the car for whatever we were going to do that day and put all the stuff in it. That way, when they finished breakfast, they would, go to the bathroom or would change their diaper or whatever it was. And then they would immediately get into the car. Then we would leave. But as each person is ready, they get sent to the car. And so it's kind of like a system of you finish up and get in the car, finish up and get in the car. Whereas then they're not mulling around the house and it takes longer to get going. It's a lot easier to hop in the car and start going when everybody's in there rather than waiting for other children to come out. I have a friend who has, I think she has 7 kiddos, but I just remember watching her try to leave for a place and she had all of them. They just filed out into the car and they were jumping around in the car. They were crazy. They were bouncing all over the car. But she eventually got all the kids out to the car. She hopped in the car and then they took off. So she didn't care what they were doing to the car the 15, 20 minutes beforehand while she was trying to get everybody in the car. They could be bouncing around in the car. They could be climbing all over the place. They could be eating stuff, whatever, as long as they were in the car and then she could take off. So I just encourage you, if you are having a hard time getting out the door, the easiest is to send the children to the car and then hop in and get going. So number one is plan, number two is go, and number three is restart. So sometimes there are just mornings when it just isn't working. You have plan A, you have your morning routine. Normally things would go like this or however it is. And you're like, okay, something in this cog is not working. Our systems are just not cranking. And so that might be a day, and more often than not, we have had those that you just need to do a little restart. This has happened when I've come home and found that suddenly one kid was sick, and it was a questionable thing of, is he going to school or not the next day? Today, in 5, 10 minutes, how does he feel? Does he need medicine? Is he contagious? Is he really sick? That kind of thing. Or coming home to find my husband is sick and he's not feeling good and things are a little bit more chaotic than normal. Or maybe coming home from the gym and finding that somebody's hurt their finger. Just the other day, my littlest guy sprained his finger playing football for a few minutes in the front yard. And then later, when I was giving him a kiss goodbye, I scratched him. So we just had not the best of mornings. And I said, okay, so we're in the car. I said, take a deep breath. Let's just do a restart. I'm really sorry I scratched you. Let's just take a deep breath and kind of restart our morning. And so we just kind of restarted our morning as we're driving to school. That might involve a deep breath, maybe prayer, just kind of doing a mental restart if your morning is just not off to what it usually is, or there's just, as I said, some extra cogs in your wheel that are just keeping things stuck. That is what I have found to have a stress-free morning because some mornings just are going to be stressful, or something's going to be different, or something's not going to work, or you might have forgotten something. So just take a minute and restart if that is your morning. So, just to kind of recap as we are thinking about it, three tips for having a less frazzled and chaotic morning and just a stress-free morning would be number one, to plan. Plan all the things you can do the night before, get things together, give yourself some extra time, plan as much as you can the night before so that you're not super stressed. Give yourself adequate time to have breakfast, take a deep breath, remember anything you forgot, and get in the car. Number two is go. Get the kids out of the house, into the car, or out of the house, waiting for their carpool. And that will help so much because then it's so much easier to leave and it's less stressful. And number three is to restart if there's something that just is not going right. Now, I just share these things in thinking about our mornings. And as I said, so many times when somebody gets sick or somebody forgets something or we are running late. Now, this isn't to say we don't ever have a frazzled morning, but it is to say by getting up a little earlier, by planning things, by having a longer kind of margin of time, our kids are able to just move through their morning in a more calmer pace that gets them ready for the day. So I just hope that maybe one of these things you can take away and add them to your morning. Don't try to do them all. And every kid is different. As I said, in explaining our three kids, they all need a different runway. So adjust to that. Maybe you have some that are hard to get out of bed or some that are, you know, sleep till the last minute. And you just need to adjust with what works for them. And as I said, my daughter loves to sleep in till the last minute, but we still make her get up so that she has enough margin in her morning where it's not frazzling for the rest of us. So take that into consideration. If you have a kiddo who needs a bit longer runway, feel free to add on a little bit of length to that runway, even if they don't add it on themselves. As I said, I really hope that you're able to take a couple of gems out of this and just apply them to your morning so it won't be as frazzled and that you'll be able to start your day a little bit calmer and a little bit less anxious and maybe not needing that 15th cup of coffee. All right, until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.